track three. And the lead story from the Mid Devon Advertiser is, "And relax, new Meadowside Respite Centre opens. A Newton Abbott charity, which has sought to make proper use of a dilapidated building adjacent to its residential home for years, is finally celebrating. The Meadowside Centre, which operates a residential care home for adults with varying conditions such as dementia, physical and learning disabilities, had reason to cheer as it opened a brand new respite centre. Renamed the Meadowside Coronation Hall, in recognition of the charity's 40th birthday and the coronation of King Charles, the building was opened by Janine Jansen of BBC Spotlight and DIY SOS's very own Julian Perryman, who has been heavily involved with several projects at Meadowside. The hall will benefit carers in Newton Abbott and surrounding towns, offering half and full day respite such that carers can enjoy some personal time, knowing their loved ones are in a safe environment. As a new venue, different activities will be planned, which were not possible in the main home due to restrictions in access and room size." Lead trustee of the Meadowside charity, Martin Smith, said, "It has been a five-year dream come true from what was a dilapidated building in overgrown grounds with no access and the charity's very existence in threat to having a modern, fully funded facility which will offer needed respite for hundreds, if not thousands, of carers in future years. The facility will give our full-time residents also a much-needed lift as they will be able to meet new people and, is important, bring in funds to sustain the charity for future years. There have been so many generous people and local businesses behind this. It would not have been possible, though, without the many hours of volunteering by Rotary Newton Abbott, led by Philip Bean and Jeremy Newcomb. Meadowside has been an institution in many guises for at least 140 years. It can now look forward to many years of being a home for our disabled residents and a place of safety for carers to leave their loved ones for just a few hours' respite. Meadowside had limited pedestrian access and no vehicular access from a narrow lane, but after 5 years of fundraising in partnership with Rotary Newton Abbott, an access and car park was created."
Art show passes with flying colours. Concluding a stunning exhibition in Tynmouth Arts Action Group's newly renovated gallery this week, local painting group Flying Colours is showing no signs of slowing down. "The reception for this exhibition has been very good," said Elaine Best, a long-time member of the group. "Everybody is their own worst critic. You constantly wonder why you're doing this. But there's a certain comfort seeing the standard of work by your peers and thinking that you're part of that group. But it's just an amazing feeling to hang your work, have people enjoy it and want to put it on their own walls and look at. It gives you a huge buzz." Hailing from across Teignbridge, the artists that make up Flying Colours have been painting together for decades, but are always keen to add new members to their ranks. Flying Colours began its story in Dartington in 2005 under the guidance of teacher and mentor Gehen Oliver. "We weren't called Flying Colours then," Elaine added. "The name came later when we started doing charitable work with Devon Air Ambulance. I found the group through word of mouth. I came down from up country and I wanted to paint more than anything else." Flying Colours members are from all walks of life. What's kept them together is their love of art and their desire to dedicate a few hours of their week to painting. That commitment to painting shows in the group's quality of work. The quality hasn't gone unnoticed. In 2016, Flying Colours was selected in a competition to show their work at the Royal Albert Memorial Museum in Exeter. Elaine said it was extraordinary. There was a huge space where they curated and hung our work beautifully. That was such a big thing for us. Many artists in flying colours have continued to soar, such as Chris Pittman and Claire Jenkinson. But the group unanimously agreed that the glue of flying colours is Gehen Oliver, who has taught and mentored them since day one. Even at 81, Gehen's energy and passion continues to push the group's creative boundaries. What she does is take each individual artist, look at them personally and develop their work, said Diana Lewis, another member of Flying Colours. In other words, there are no clones here. She will look at an individual piece of work and give it a lot of thought. It can be the most subtle change, but it can make your painting suddenly zing. After residing in Dartmouth and then Bishop Stainton, Flying Colours have now moved their weekly session to Ipplepen Village Hall, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursdays. Even after almost two decades, the group continues to flourish and is always open to new members. Diana said, "Come with an open mind, be prepared to be experimental and go for it. We're very supportive of one another." Elaine added, "For me, the main part of it is having a sacrosanct day where we all meet up and paint. That's the main thing that I treasure."
It was a big scoop for the local Scoop ice cream business at this year's Food Drink Devon Awards. 3 years after opening in Pyrmont Place, Dawlish, the company's dairy-free vegan dark chocolate sorbet won a top gold award. Owners Jack Martin and Emma Ireland also scooped silver awards for three more of their handmade ice cream flavours: salted honey and pistachio, brown butter, maple and pecan, and mascarpone and orange. The couple's handmade ice cream has been proving a hit from their Dawlish shop and now travelling to events including the recent Powderham Food Festival. After a busy and successful summer season, the business will be open at weekends over the winter for the award-winning ice cream, as well as waffles, milkshakes, cookies and brownies. Emma said, "We like to try to do things in the community as we have such a good following, and it's important as a business to give something back."